Hello and welcome to Megashira. I'm Charu Razada and this episode is brought to you in association with Digitales. In today's episode, we will be speaking to Udita Datta. So what kept you busy last week on social media? For us, it was the iconic Cristiano Ronaldo and his removal of two Coke bottles during a press conference at the European Championship. Ronaldo's call for drinking water may have got the global beverage giant to lose $4 billion, as speculated, or, as the supporters argue, the dip may have been a trigger of many other factors. But the point here is that given the star footballer's well-known fitness regime, super-disciplined diet, and his displeasure over his son's affinity for carbonated drinks, should the organizers been more careful? Or were they trying their luck to please a megabuck sponsor? Well, the latest update being that the European Championship organizers have asked all the team members to stop removing strategically placed sponsor drinks from the news conference platforms. As communicators, what are the lessons learned from this incident? Is there a growing consciousness among celebrities with regards to what they wish to be associated with? And is it because consumers are increasingly looking for more trusted recommendations, as studies are pointing out? We ask our guest Udita Datta, an award-winning journalist turned entrepreneur. Udita is the founder director at Artsmith Concepts and Visions, a specialized sports and esports agency. Stay with us on Megashira. Hello, Udita. Thank you for making the time to speak to us at Megashira, a podcast for communicators. Such a dynamic environment we are living in today. For decades, brands have paid big bucks to get celebrities to endorse their brand, and it's not hard to see why. Brands make celebrities cult, and those celebrities behave in a manner detrimental to brands at times. What's your take on that?
Thanks, Charu, for having me here. It's such an amazing topic and so relevant in current times, isn't it? There was a time when a brand would decide, okay, you know, this is the person I need to associate with. Get that guy on board, and that's the only objective, right? And once you have them, then it's an easy-teasy thing. But those times are gone. I mean, you may have the best guy with all best interest, and it may not work. That's the volatile and the demands that social media has brought in the brand space. It's been a long-standing symbiotic relationship that brands and celebrities have had when it comes to endorsement. Like, remember back in the days when you had a Steve McQueen and Ford, right? What an amazing combination, or a Marilyn Monroe, right? Or Chanel, or Muhammad Ali and Porsche, you know. But then there was no social media. It was only about a certain clause that a brand would give to a celebrity, and those do's and don'ts followed. Life was way more easy. What this incident taught us is something which is not something that it wasn't there, but it has just brought the entire thing out in the open, that it is a white elephant sitting in the room and it is not going to be quiet anymore. And that is about athlete activism, which is what is critical.
I think it's now a 24-hour job, because people are constantly looking at brands and the celebrities. Every action is played and replayed thousands of times. I remember long back, before social media, we could manage the situation should something go wrong. But in today's day and age, it's so much more difficult. And so this brings me to the question that if you were representing Coke, what steps would you have taken to manage the situation?
Before that, you know, see, number one thing is, in today's world, no comment is also a comment, right? There was a time when you are in the brand space, or you had your own personal life. Today, social media has encroached that space as well. You are also monitored and you are judged in your social life or your personal life. So there is no, the demarcation is fainting every second, every moment. Everybody has to be extra cautious about what you're doing. Social media is a high-paying, high-value space as well. Look at Ronaldo as a topic. If we just look at the way he's projected, right? A 36-year-old guy. If roughly, I mean, I don't know what the exact figures, but roughly if you put together all his football salaries, his commercial engagements, it would probably come to close to a billion plus kind of an amount. But look at his following on social media. More than 500,000, a billion people following him on all platforms of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And probably he's one of the highest paid Instagram influencer or celebrity, if you may say that. Probably, I mean, I was reading, it's about 1 million he charges for a post. So that just says the amount of responsibility he has to his social media and social following. You cannot disregard that. Probably this amount is more than what he actually makes in Juventus at this point where he's contracted to play. So this act is about the responsibility he as an athlete brings on the table. It is not just about what a contract says. If he feels something, and especially in this case, we all knew, you asked me like, what would I have done? One thing that is important, we knew his opinion about this beverage, right? We knew that it's there. For million times he's spoken about his son liking certain things which he doesn't like. As a Corpcom or a PR guy, what difference would have made if for that moment product-led placement on a press conference wouldn't have happened? There are 1,000 other avenues to showcase your brand. I think this is the time when a brand also needs to let go of this archaic ways of brand placement thought processes. A great conversation that brands, and especially, you know, I was quite surprised because Coke also has a lot of energy drink. I don't know. I mean, I remember in ICC events, they used to put the energy drink. I was surprised for me to see hardcore Coke bottles being there because they are conscious. This is not a first time somebody has shown such reactions. Yes, Ronaldo has shown it for the first time, so it makes it much bigger. But incidences like this has happened in the past as well for them. They know the implications. So I seriously think it either was something they thought is okay and they didn't expect him and he went there. He also maybe, you know, he wanted to make that opinion but never thought the implication that viral video may have. Or he thought this was the time and best way of coming and saying what he truly feels. But the way Coke took it, I have 3 points to make on this because there were articles which instantly started coming out stating that, you know, his incident also impacted the share prices and it has gone down. That wasn't the case, right? If you go and look at how the stock prices went down, I think on June 11th, they were about $56.16 per share. And on 14th, when it opened, which was around 9:40 EST time, it was already down by 1.6%, which is 4 million roughly. And this incident happened about 9:43 seconds later. So technically, it doesn't have a direct connection. So I think that's what Coke nicely did, maybe, you know, like they projected some articles stating these facts, which Forbes carried or other some relevant and reliable media carried those stories. But this is social media and you have to act, not react. I think that's the learning that any brand from this needs to take.
No, fair enough. Because, you know, it is really subjective whether the share prices were impacted because of this particular incident. Now, the European Championship organizers have asked all the teams to stop removing strategic-based sponsored drinks from the new conference platform. So clearly, we will see these bottles time and again, and now there's going to be a little more stronger diktat to follow for these players. So do you think the situation could have been avoided with adequate listening? You did mention the point that Ronaldo has expressed his displeasure on his son's love for carbonated drinks and chips.
Yeah, see, adequate listening is very important. And I do know this particular brand, they invest a lot on listening. Even in India, they have a huge facility out of Bangalore where they invest on listening because chatter is big for any brand, right? What the consumers speak. But chatter, which you go back and analyze and react and strategize, that is one way of looking at it. And The other is the chatter that is live and happening and breaking right in front of you on social media. So listening is definitely key, and more investment needs to be there. But what you're doing with the listening is more critical. Not that they don't know, but what they did was, I think, could have been handled better, especially in case of this particular incident. I mean, you also had Mbappe also saying that he's not going to be sitting with a Heineken non-alcoholic beverage. But okay, that was a religious reason, but these are there, right? I mean, take this incident of Naomi Osaka, right? She refused to come to a press conference citing mental health, and French Open just didn't know what to do. They fined her, they coaxed her, but she refused, and she went on her Twitter, announced her status, mental state, and withdrew. Now, if you do not consider these as issues, okay, you know, these are stray at this moment, but this will only increase with time, because all this while athletes were not that powerful, or they thought that other top players are not doing it. But now you have voices, you have references. Ronaldo did it, Osaka did it, and others will just follow it.
Right. We as people, consumers, we should have more respect for these celebrities and treat them as if as human beings as well, because they are entitled to their good days and bad days, their mood swings, their likes and dislikes, and their beliefs and values. But at the same time, as sponsors, you know, if you could respect somebody's religious beliefs, why should you not respect somebody's choices? What would you advise to sponsors for the brands you work with when it comes to these things? But why is it so difficult for anybody to understand that personal choices also need to be respected?
Yeah, I mean, see, for Coke actually is one product that is heavily invested in sports. Look at Olympics, look at FIFA, UEFA. They're everywhere. Wherever you look, they're there, right? That's been their strategic way of associating, because you'd say Coke, they associate themselves with happiness. You talk about sports, it's happiness, it's passion. So it's kind of a brand integration. But you need to also understand, as a brand, and it goes for every brand, athlete activism is something, it is only going to go bigger, because now every athlete has a power, and that's the power of they themselves bring a brand, which is also in clash at times. So if, and not that I'm sure that it's not like, you know, there are other people who also have objections, but now you cannot just overshadow that. There has to be conversations, and this doesn't have an absolute black and white answer to it, honestly, Charu, because this is a very evolving space, and this, I think, one of the incident which should make brands go back to the drawing table and start discussing whether it's legally, when the contracts are drawn, whether it is PR, like how do you even take this, because brand, I mean, athletes are human brands, and they're investing a lot to make that. They're not going to compromise on it.
Right. So with today's consumer, and especially Gen Z, patronizing purpose-led brands, are celebrities under pressure to act even more responsibly?
They're conscious for sure. I mean, there was a time, and I would take an example of maybe one of the famous Pakistani cricketer would do anything. I mean, he used to come to India and he would go to parties, and then next day there were headlines how irresponsible he's been. I don't think anybody today would take that chance, you know, because they know what kind of values they're riding on, and everybody needs, there needs to be a conscious, there are agreements that says you need to, the do's and don'ts, a lot more conscious driven as well at some point. But what is important as far as this incident versus anything that you're saying about purpose-led, and you know, the Gen Z is not going to be quiet. Okay, Gen Z is going to come up with all kind of questions now. So athletes are answerable to their fans now. And there you cannot lie, right? You cannot have a double standard anymore. You're very open. You're very naked that way at this point of time.
So that's why, celebs are getting increasingly conscious on what they accept to represent and what they don't. And one last question, influencer. We've been talking about them for the last few years, and they are really gaining this new celebrity status, and in certain markets, even more. How big a threat this is for today's celebrity?
Oh, it is, especially in the pandemic. You know, see, there are two things to it. I just wanted to add that portion to that. Celebrities, there was a time when brand would dictate and tell you, okay, you know, we are not going to talk on religion, we're not going to talk on politics, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. And it was very mutual admiration. But today, if a celebrity is asked a question on current scenario in the country and you don't answer, you get trolled. So this is the time when you need to have your stance. Now, not many athletes want or celebrities want to do that, but I think it's time they also understand that not commenting doesn't help their cause. So eventually this pressure will be there to really come up and talk. May not be controversial, but you need to have your opinion. Opinions are what will drive tomorrow's brand narratives. And look at what had happened to Tiger Woods, right? Tiger Woods, when all that sex scandal came out and all the brands were disassociating themselves from him, Nike stood by them, whereas Gillette or Gatorade kind of withdrew. But then he came out clean, gave a great interview, and fans were back supporting him because, you know, it's a time when even celebrities need to accept that they are vulnerable, they are prone to make mistakes, but you own up, your fans will come back to you, they will support you like never before. So I think that's something, that's the bridge that celebrities need to have. And coming back to the influence, it's definitely a threat. Today, it is not about just influencer versus a celebrity when it comes to brand endorsement. It has come back to another point, which is nano influencer. Today, brands are not looking at just like doing one rollout, you know, which is a national campaign, because there are nano penetrations, a brand which is doing fabulously well in a segment. So you may not even need a top celebrity. You may need just a guy who has enough follower and who people in that country or that language or that locality is followed by and looked up, or you create one, you know. So nano influence is definitely a threat, and that's what brands are going towards. It's more meaningful, it is more penetrative, and has more value on social media, because that guy is one of the fans. That guy is not someone who's an outsider. So the brand narratives are way more credible to that.
Really makes sense. And thank you so much for talking to us.
Hope you enjoyed listening to Megashara, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on megashara@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.